Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We're reading some excerpts from John's Jail Journal, which you can find online at johnsjailjournal.blogspot.com. He was, formerly a drug dealer, got busted, thrown in the clink. But it wasn't just your average jail. It was the jail run by Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the most corrupt, violent, dangerous sheriffs in all of the entirety of America.
You're claiming that he's corrupt.
Rumor has it. Anyway, so the guy is out now, and his blog is tremendous. I mean, there are over 4,000 posts from his 5 years being in this particular jail, in several prisons, I guess, as well, in Arizona. And so the interesting jail experiences as I've been surfing through here, and one I wanted to pick out and share with you tonight was the tips on how to survive if you get thrown in Joe Arpaio's jail.
Here's a tip on how to survive in prison. Don't go to prison.
Well, that's nice and all, but sometimes you can't help it. Like those poor guys that got thrown in and they didn't even commit a crime, and then, 10 years later, found out that they're innocent. You know, what can you do?
It does happen.
Those cases. So information can be pretty valuable. I mean, information like if a riot happens, the whole area will get pepper sprayed, so you should wrap a wet towel around your head to minimize the effects of the spray. And you got some other tips here. We're on number 13. If you missed the other ones, go and download the archives tonight at freetalklive.com. 13, don't tell the guards you're feeling suicidal or they'll four-point you, meaning all four of your limbs will be shackled to a bunk and you may have to urinate where you lay.
Yeah, I don't know why you would tell the guards that.
Number 14, when store items are being collected for indigent inmates or men in the hole, contribute if you can. You don't want to be viewed as being unsupportive of your race. Number 15.
I've never heard of I guess I did, sneak plenty of stuff into guys in confinement, but I never really went around and passed a hat or anything. I just did it.
Number 15. Be cognizant of your body language. The inmate with a spring in his step and his chin up is less likely to get preyed upon than the inmate with his head down staring at the ground giving off vibes that he's afraid or got something to hide.
Yep.
16. Maricopa County is paying out a fortune in inmate lawsuits because of the inhumane treatment of prisoners by the Arpaio regime. If you're mistreated, request for and fill out all of the necessary grievance and medical paperwork, otherwise your claim won't stand up in court. I encourage inmates to sue the jail and Arpaio as much as possible, and maybe then changes will be made. So as to avoid court cases and bad publicity, inmates are often paid out-of-court settlements. This is a good earner for inmates who have suffered illegal treatment. And 17, if you see Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the jail system, there's something you can do that will generate you huge respect and make you a legendary figure in the inmates' minds. You can spit on him. It might be just worth going to the hole for. I am, of course, just kidding. I would never encourage you to assault a public official with your bodily fluids. Don't give them any excuses to extend your stay.
I can't say that I've support going after random guards like this, but it
old Sheriff Joe.
Oh well, yeah, Sheriff Joe, you can do whatever you want with, as far as I'm concerned. But it was kind of funny, some trick that they would do is they'd the inmates would urinate in a cup and then rig it up over the door so when the officer would come through that they would then be doused by a small four, six ounces of urine. I always thought that it was kind of kind of lame, but you can't really go after the officer otherwise. So if they're really a jerk, you are going to have some problems, though. What they'll
they might beat you.
They wouldn't know that you necessarily did it. Here's the reason.
If you spat on Joe Arpaio, they'd know.
Oh, yeah. You're liable to get beaten. But if you, what they would likely do, in our case, would be lock down the pod of 20 men or whatever until, such time as somebody came forward. Yes, and somebody, snitched on you. And, that's just the way that goes generally. And then you're going to have some problems.
And the final tip to survive in Joe Arpaio's jail, stock up on the free toothpaste, Amerifresh, in case you end up in a cockroach-infested area. It effectively blocks the cracks that the cockroaches swarm in from when the lights are turned off. That's pretty useful.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that there's a lot of things that convicts can do with toothpaste and toilet paper.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. We go to your phone calls, and let's talk to Chris in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give you guys the exclusive announcement. the Free State Project 2009 Liberty Forum. We now have a date. The contract was signed today.
Oh, excellent. What's going on? What's the deal?
It will start March 5th. That's a Thursday, and go on until Sunday, March 8th.
Cool.
Okay. It'll be at the same hotel as last year, the Crown Plaza in Nashua.
That was really nice. I kind of like that place.
It was a nice hotel, though. I know that Jason Osborne had a bit of a clash with the management at one point, so hopefully he'll be okay with it.
He'll be all right.
Jason and I have talked about that.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you've conferred as necessary.
He just wants his ego stroked.
Well, he wants to be able to party, too.
That's
true. The hotel did not like us partying after 1 a.m. in their lobby. So that's cool, man. Have you got any speakers lined up? Anything else you can announce while you're here?
I have about, I would say, 9 speakers who verbally said yes, but they didn't know the date at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Some I think people are really going to like, probably 1 or 2 that people won't like.
Any ticklers?
That's what libertarians are for, right?
Yeah, something.
It's always going to be that way. Any ticklers on those? Anything you want to announce?
I have no one to officially announce.
Yeah.
I hope to have some in the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay. Well, we hope to hear back from you. Anything else you want to discuss tonight, Chris?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys one quick thing. I would love to have Free Talk Live have their own session during that week sometime. And, of course, we'd love to have you broadcast from there.
Of course we're going to broadcast. That's no problem. It was awesome last year.
What kind of session are we talking about here? What do you envision with this session?
Yeah, what's that mean?
I was thinking of a lot of fruit. People could throw them at you.
You'll get people to line up for that.
Yeah, have you guys talk about, how you started the business. I'm sure people have questions. It's probably going to be more of a Q&A. How, you made the move and how your show keeps getting more and more successful as time goes on. I'm sure people want to hear the Free Talk Live message, and I'd love to have them do it.
How can they do it, too? Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
More intimate.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'm all up for that. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting live. I really enjoy going to the Liberty Forum. When are people going to be able to buy tickets? I mean, now that they're going to be setting aside March 5th through the 8th, what's going to, I'm sure that there are people right now that say, look, I had such a great time last year. I want to go this year. What's up?
We're going to have the website up and running probably within a week or so. I literally just signed the contract today.
Oh, I know.
Right. I'll be talking to the webmaster and get that running sometime this week.
Great. Well, people should keep their eyes on freestateproject.org. And, of course, we'll bring you all the latest here as we know it on Free Talk Live. Chris, thanks for the update tonight. And keep up the great work out there. You did a great job last year with the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, he did. I'm really glad that he decided to go ahead and be the chief on this one. It means to me that it's going to be a really great event.
It was a fantastic event, and they just keep getting better. So I expect to be even better this year as well. All right, 800-259-9231. We go to the amp line. Gene in Tennessee?
Yes, this is me.
Gene, you're on the air. Yes?
First, before I talk about anarchy, I wanted to say that thanks to myself and my wife, we got you up to second place on Podcast Alley.
Oh, good.
Wow, that's fantastic. How did you pull that off?
Because you were like 2 votes away from second place.
So. I didn't know if you had a large contingent of supporters. I know she's got family out in China, so I didn't know if you had some Chinese votes come in for us, which would have been cool.
Yeah, well, I wish I could do that, but I can't speak Chinese. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about anarchy and the guy that introduced me to anarchy.
Chirping? Before you go on, is that like a radar detector or something? That would be much appreciated.
I need to keep the cops off my tail. So.
Very good.
But, the guy who introduced me to anarchy, he does post a lot on Usenet under the group Miscellaneous Taxes. Most people don't even know what Usenet is, but anyway, he was the one that convinced me that anarchy was the way with his impeccable logic, and I think you would like him. He's got a website. It's called nogovforme.net, and that's nogov4 is the number 4, and then me.net.
Okay.
And he has impeccable logic there that just literally tears apart the status on the Miscellaneous Taxes website. There's some very strong status there that basically they have no arguments, so they just call them names all the time.
You know what, Gene? I'd actually been to that website before. It was actually in my bookmark, so I'll agree with you. That is a good website. It was good enough for me to bookmark it. And thank you. If you have more, hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the number. Michael's on the line in Virginia. We'll talk to him and take your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You can get signed up, and we will let you know whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, an update went out recently announcing our auction. You can bid on the top banner, or the not the top one, but the second to the top, because Jason Osborne from SACL owns the top banner.
Yeah.
But the second from the top, right under the SACL banner, you can win that banner if you go to auction.freetalklife.com and place your bid and you find out about stuff like that first. if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Speaking of Sickle.
Speaking of Jason Osborne, he loves to support liberty-oriented ventures, at least the ones that he thinks that are going to be successful. And one of them, of course, is Free Talk Live. He started out by supporting us and has sort of branched off into some others. And so if you believe in liberty and you know somebody who has a company or that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, give them a recommendation. I've managed to refer them to a company that I'm close to, and so far they're not dissatisfied with the work that's been done. I've had another friend who did some work with SACL, and of course he was happy to. So they approach it in a slightly different fashion. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets threatened with their collections processes. So, SACL CAI, check out their banner, freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231, continuing again with Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, what other thoughts did you have for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to just briefly tell you a little bit about the guy at the website nogovforme.net. His name is Jack Malloy, and he's an ex-Cobra pilot for the military. I forget which branch, but he was actually a Cobra instructor. And so he went from being a Cobra instructor to a promoter of anarchy, and he used to be known online as the Ornery Anarchist. And,
so I guess he's one of those military guys that has come to the realization and understanding that he was not defending freedom.
Oh, absolutely. And his other name that he uses when he's posting a lot is Jackie Sneed, which is the pen name he uses for the books that he writes. But he's an interesting guy, and he's got quite a bio, and if people want to check it out, I just wanted to let... And you'd like him, too, because...
Like I said, it's on my bookmarks, so there must be something good there. I've got so many bookmarks I don't even know I have at this point. I really should probably clean them out.
He might be good for Mark, too, to get rid of some of Mark's statism to read a little bit.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Writing.
Go ahead and plug the site again.
Not even that interesting.
What's the site? nogov4me.net?
That's correct.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate the tip.
Have a good day.
Appreciate the suggestion. 800-259-9231. You know those liberty lovers are always looking for more stuff to feed into their mind. So there you go. Recommendation from Gene. Hey, real quick, Mark, to talk about briefly the Liberty Forum, I understand that Chris Lawless, the organizer of last year's and this coming Liberty Forum, is still listening to the program. And while I liked initially his suggestion about, kind of like a Free Talk Live panel, I just don't like a bunch of attention being lavished on me in that way. I do. The idea of being up in front of a room, hey, I'm from Free Talk Live. Ask me about me and my show. It's just not the kind of, that's why it's not the Ian Bernard show and it's Free Talk Live and it's in it, anybody can do this show basically because it's not a personality oriented program, the way I see it at least. And when I was at the Liberty Forum the first time, there was a panel that I was invited to be on, which is a media panel. And I thought it was a really good panel. And, of course, a lot of Free Talk Live listeners were in there because I was on the panel. But it was a much more kind of overall general media, liberty media related panel. And I think
what we would be trying to accomplish in any kind of panel would be to get more people involved
in the media.
And I don't really care whether you're writing blogs or, I'm of the opinion that there's a lot of libertarian articles and blogs written. Mm-hmm. But... if that's the way that you can get you express yourself and get it out there, then that's good. I think that people want to see videos. I think they want to hear podcasts and things like that.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. But we want more people to, just get the message of liberty out. Just give people the opportunity to consume it.
So here's my idea. This is what I would like to do. If he's going to give us a panel, then I would like to kind of take charge of that panel and make it a little bit wider than just Free Talk Live. I think that, first of all, I've never moderated a panel before, so I could moderate the panel, and then, Mark, you could sit on the panel to represent Free Talk Live, and we could also have maybe Toby and or Nick from Free Minds TV. Of course, they also co-host Free Talk Live once a week. So we could have those guys in there to kind of cover the TV side of things. We could also bring Gardner Goldsmith in as another New Hampshire-based radio personality and also a Free Talk Live co-host.
And certainly an author. And,
yeah, and Gard got a lot of questions in the media panel that I was on a couple of years ago, so it'd be great to have Gard there. And I think it may be Dave Ridley. I mean, these are just the first names that come to mind as far as who we could bring in. You know, Dave Ridley, more of the internet video realm.
What I think is so great about Dave Ridley is that he, you know, what he puts together is a very watchable little almost daily a video of, you know, things that are going on in New Hampshire. It's Free State oriented.
You can see it at RidleyReport.com.
You have to be interested in from that point. But, you know, he gets some really good stuff on there. He'll get, you know, police acting out and, you know, all kinds of things.
I think that would make a lively panel, and it would cover a whole lot of different kind of
media. Anybody could do it.
Yeah, I think that would bring a lot of people in, a lot more people than just would want to, ooh, it's Ian and Mark from Free Talk Live. Let's go see what they have to say. It'll bring a lot of other people in, and we'd be able to cover a whole bunch of different issues.
Well, I think a lot of people want to know how we got started in radio, how they could do it, and that kind of thing. There's a lot, you know, people call in about that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that
that's what I want to do.
The more message, the better.
All right, 800-259-9231. All right, we continue. Michael in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you.
What's on your mind, Michael?
This is a story out of Maryland. Apparently, there's a new method for drug dealers to deliver their drugs to their, I guess, other dealers.
Hmm.
They, like, send them via FedEx to random houses, and then the dealers pick it up during the day when the residents aren't at home. And,
I'm pretty sure that's an old method, but, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, apparently the drug dealers send it to a mayor's house. They didn't know it was the mayor's house. And apparently neither did the Prince George's County Police because they intercepted the package and delivered it anyway, even though they probably knew that he didn't order the drugs. So the mayor comes home, picks up the package, walks into his house, and then a few minutes later, a bunch of plainclothes police officers kick down the door unannounced with no knock,
even though they didn't have that warrant. We actually talked about this story. Do you have an update on it? Like, is the mayor, I think, didn't he get arrested?
He didn't get arrested. The only thing that was confiscated was the drugs, and he's had a big meeting where he just called for an investigation, but as of 30 minutes ago, there's still been no apology.
No apology from the police to the mayor and his family, you mean?
That is correct.
Now, the mayor in this town is somewhat a ceremonial position. It's not his full-time job. That's correct?
Yeah, I mean, he has a full-time job. It's not that, of course, but yeah, more or less.
Yeah, I just want people to understand what we're dealing with as far as a mayor here. This is a pretty small town, and, you know, the mayor's not even full-time.
Yeah,
so.
But even the mayor is not safe from police raids. Thank you, Michael, for the call. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the police, and speaking of crime, pre-crime exists in America, and we'll tell you about it here in moments. Pre-crime, you know what that concept is? It's where the police believe you're going to commit a crime, and so they do something to preempt you. Talk about it. You can bring up anything as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, and they include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. It's like a listener-editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. What if a socialist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org and get on board. freestateproject.org. We continue with your phone calls. Coming up, we'll tell you about how pre-crime exists right here in the so-called free country of America. But first to Stephen in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen. Stephen in Texas. Uh-oh, that sounded like a hang-up.
Yes.
Oh, there he is. Stephen is there.
Did you know that Larry Silverstein said pull it, meaning that he was he wanted to have the building blown up? He directed the
I've heard that. Some people have suggested that's what he meant, but I don't know.
Did you know that they put explosives in the towers because Stephen Jones found thermite?
Yeah, I don't know about all that, and I have to say that there are a lot of people that are very concerned with what happened on 9/11, and I appreciate their concern. I appreciate that they're trying to get people to understand that the government is evil and the government does bad things to people, but I just don't think that it's very persuasive. I think it's questionable. I think that it's not really that relevant to what it is that I find important in life, and that is advancing liberty in my lifetime.
Did you know a missile hit the Pentagon?
Yeah, those are all interesting allegations.
A missile hit the Pentagon in the broad daylight.
A big one?
Yeah, a missile hit the Pentagon in the broad daylight.
Like the size of a Scud missile? Like that big?
Yeah. A missile hit the Pentagon in the broad daylight.
Are you going to just repeat yourself over and over again, or do you have anything important to say?
Well, I'd also like to say that that the New World Order is trying to kill trying to kill 80% of us. I watched Endgame.
Why now? What is it that is, you know? Why are they taking so long? I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to kill 80%
of the world's
population.
Are you doubting Alex Jones? Alex Jones is a genius. He's saving the world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. You don't have to pot him down. We're not done with him yet. Are you there still? Still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
What were you saying about Alex Jones?
He's saving the world. He's a true American
hero.
How is he saving
the world? I like what Alex Jones does about the police state, but the conspiracy crackpot stuff like the chemtrails, that I don't think is saving the world.
Did you just call Alex Jones a crackpot?
No, I called the chemtrails crackpottery.
Alex Jones is a genius. He is right 99.82% of the time.
Is this a crank call? Are you for real?
Yeah, no, actually, I am making fun of crazy people. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
All right. Very good. Very good. What else? Do you have anything else to tell us about tonight?
Well, I would also like to say that, you already brought up the chemtrails, but, nothing much else to say.
Okay, get out of here. Thanks. 800-259-9231. My stock answer is now, not that I don't care about the conspiracy theories, that I have more effective ways to prove to people that the government is evil, and here is one of them. LouRockwell.com, William Norman Gregg, who is Johnny on the spot when it comes to the advance of the police state. No portents of tragedy were apparent when Matthew Beck arrived for work at the Connecticut Lottery Corporation the morning of March 7, 1998. But barely an hour would elapse before an eruption of criminal violence would take five lives and imperil the rights of thousands. Beck, a 35-year-old accountant, had become disenchanted with his job at the corporation, which, like its counterparts in other states, is a government-run agency in the business of wheedling revenue from the mathematically impaired. Over the months leading up to that deadly morning, Beck had applied for a promotion, only to have it turned down. A few months earlier, Beck had been given a leave of absence for stress-related medical reasons. His office mates knew he was a troubled employee, but they didn't expect, however, that he could simply show up for work at the Hartford office one morning, take out a Glock, and start gunning down his supervisors.
Mm.
But that's precisely what he did, killing four and sending others scurrying, terrified, into a nearby bosque. What's a bosque?
Bosque?
Yeah, B-O-S-Q-U-E. Check that for me, would
mosque?
You? It's B-O-S-Q-U-E. Could be misspelled, but...
The B and the M aren't that... You know, there's a key separating them on the...
Will you check it for me?
I'm working on it, man.
The mass murder then ended, as much episodes almost always do, on the gunman's terms rather than because of the actions of the police. His victims being dead, Beck took his own life. The security guard on scene did nothing to interdict the massacre. His only role was to urge would-be victims to seek safety in the woods. The police, as they generally do, arrive just in time to see the assailant kill himself. In a moment of genuine heroism, Otho Brown, 54, the lottery president, drew Beck's fire away from the others by leading the younger, fitter attacker on a brief chase before stumbling and being shot. Beck's parents and close friends reported that the young man suffered from suicidal depression. On at least one occasion prior to the massacre, police had been called to his apartment, but he had no criminal record, and he did have a valid gun permit. Within a few months, advocates of civilian disarmament, working their familiar cynical alchemy, transmuted the Connecticut lottery tragedy into totalitarian policy.
I bet they did. Before you go on, a bosque is a large wooded area.
That's what I drew from the context later on, but thank you for the clarification. With the help, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
I would have used copes.
Anyway, with the help of Representative Michael Lawler, who's now the chairman of their Judiciary Committee in Connecticut, they enacted the nation's first preemptive gun seizure act. Under that law, the police can confiscate firearms from their lawful owners before a crime is committed.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Minority Report, Mark?
Yeah.
It's a movie just kind of about a similar concept, the idea that the police will be able to predict when you're going to when you're going to commit a crime and intervene before it actually happens. That's what's going on here. Lawler said the state representative, Michael Lawler, said the value of this law is not so much that the police will seize your guns. It gives the police a system to investigate a person who poses a threat. If the police never confiscate a person's guns, they can at least look into the person's behavior and perhaps prevent a tragedy by intervening. A recent wire service story celebrating the 10th anniversary of Connecticut's preemptive civilian disarmament measure reports that since it went into effect, state police and 53 police departments have seized more than 1,700 guns.
I guess they've stopped 1,700 crimes from being committed, too.
Opponents of the gun seizure law expressed fears in 1999 that the police would abuse the law. Today, the law's backers say the record shows that just hasn't been the case.
1,700 guns confiscated sounds like an abuse to me.
Well, and that's what Greg says. To the contrary, the record as described above shows there have been at least 1,700 incidents of abuse that grew out of that enactment. Each confiscation is an act of state theft perpetrated against someone who is innocent before the law. They haven't committed a crime. Lawler, a former state prosecutor, color me unsurprised, says Greg, is a standard-issue statist Democrat carved out with the familiar collectivist cookie cutter. I do find it of more than passing interest that he earned a master's degree from the University of London in area studies. Given that his perspective on the role of the law is close kindred to that of Lenin and Vyshinsky, the latter being the patron saint or the demonic analog of public prosecutors. When Connecticut's law went into effect nearly a decade ago, Lawler pointed to the case of neo-Nazi cretin Benjamin Smith, who killed 2 and wounded 9 in a two-state shooting spree, as the sort of person who would be disarmed under this measure. According to Lawler, Smith's criminal record and reputation for passing out hate literature would often adequate probable cause to justify a preemptive gun seizure. Of course, this assumes that law enforcement agencies would be in charge of determining what constitutes hate literature and who is responsible for disseminating the same. What Lawler clearly had in mind was Soviet-style political profiling and disarmament of specific kinds of people, those deemed by the state to be socially dangerous persons. This was the assumption embodied in Article 58 of the Soviet Penal Code, which specified that the state may use these measures of social protection to deal with anyone classified as a danger to society, either for a specific crime that's been committed, or when, even if exonerated of a particular crime, the person is still to pose a threat to society.
Jeez.
So all they have to do is believe that you're a threat, and they can take your guns from you. Greg has more to say on this story, and we'll take your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. If you make it now, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you want to help support the show, you can vote for us. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. We do need your votes. It makes a big difference for us. Gene, the Christian anarchist, called earlier, said that he and his wife both voted and helped push us into a second place at that time. I'm presuming we're still there, so we need to close
it's
that final gap.
It's a tenuous lead at best. Yeah. I mean, I looked a few minutes ago, and it was, I think we were 2 points up over the third.
We need to close the final gap, and we need your vote if you've yet to do it. It's once a month, so once you've done it once, you're done till September. Go to vote.freetalklive.com, and we would much appreciate that. All right, 800-259-9231. Pre-crime, it has apparently existed in America for the last decade, and we didn't even know it. In Connecticut, actually, is where it happened in 1998. They passed a law authorizing the government people to determine whether or not you are going to be dangerous by whatever arbitrary measures they determine those things, and then seize your guns from you. And apparently, over the last decade of having this law on the books, they have seized over 1,700 firearms.
I imagine they seize by the 1,700 number in the state of Connecticut. What that sounds to me like, they seize the gun of anybody who comes across their path in any way, shape, or form, other than the people that they like for some reason or another.
Yeah, someone who says something they don't like, someone who in their minds is a danger to society, whatever that means. So while thus far, this again, William Norman Gregg at LouRockwell.com, while thus far, this particular law remains unique among state laws, which is kind of surprising. Normally, bad ideas spread pretty quick. Maybe the other states just hadn't gotten wind of it.
I'm surprised it would even be considered constitutional. I'm surprised it stood up. I'm surprised that our Supreme Court would have allowed this law to stand up and that it hasn't been challenged.
Yeah, maybe it hasn't been. I don't know. So anyway, while it remains unique, it's philosophically of a piece with many proto-totalitarian policies enacted as part of the war on terror and the war on drugs. The Connecticut gun seizure measure is obviously a sibling of civil asset forfeiture measures that permit police to steal money and property from people not convicted of a crime. And by permitting authorities to impose summary punishment on dangerous but legally innocent people without due process of law, the measure resembles...
Don't eat that crap.
Yeah, you can just take stuff from people. That's what they do. The measure resembles one aspect of the Military Commissions Act. That act, as we've recently been reminded, permits the government to imprison for life people acquitted of terrorism charges if they somehow avoid conviction in a proceeding that is unapologetically rigged in favor of the prosecution. If those who rule us possess such oracular insight regarding crimes yet to be committed and can exercise the power to abort those crimes while they're still gestating within the souls of lesser people, we should dispense outright with trials and the entire architecture of due process. The state should simply...
Right. I mean, if they know who's going to commit a crime, then why are we bothering with this whole due process
thing? Yeah, what's the next step? I mean, now they're taking people's guns, but as Greg says, the state should just simply identify, expropriate, imprison, and if necessary, liquidate socially dangerous people wherever they're found.
In Minority Report, they somehow saw the future that somebody was going to commit a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here they don't even do that.
No, they don't have the psychics. And that, once again, is exactly what Lenin and his followers attempted to do. This isn't to suggest that Mr. Lawler and his ilk are stringing up the barbed wire and readying to round up political dissidents. It's to point out that the legal principles they're following would make an American gulag inevitable. Ironically, it's quite simple to identify those who genuinely deserve to be designated socially dangerous persons. Just look for those who wear state-issued costumes and expect the rest of us to obey their every whim. Significantly, Matthew Beck, although he didn't wear a paramilitary costume, was a government employee himself, and before working for the Connecticut Lottery, Mr. Beck worked for the world's most loathsome official criminal syndicate, Internal Revenue Service. Like every civilian disarmament measure, Connecticut's gun seizure program enhances the power of the single deadliest cohort in any society, those who exercise lethal force on behalf of the state. In the months immediately prior to enactment of the gun seizure bill, unnecessary lethal shootings by police agencies in Connecticut had drawn international attention. As is the case elsewhere, Connecticut has its share of police officers who are implicated in various kinds of abuse and criminal behavior, as we mentioned so many times on this program.
Certainly happens.
Both felonious and petty. But usually the most acute danger is that posed by good or not-so-good police carrying out official duties, rather than bad cops pursuing private corruption. This is illustrated, ironically enough, by the case of a street homicide committed by a cop who shares Representative Lawler's surname and who is carrying out a policy connected to Lawler's seizure law. In May of 2005, Officer Robert Lawler was partnered up with Special Agent Daniel Prather of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The pair was part of a federal task force called the Violent Crime Impact Team, with Lawler temporarily deputized as a federal agent. Their assignment was to prowl the streets of Hartford in search of guns to confiscate. On the evening of May 7th, Lawler...
So the feds were involved in the use of this crime?
Sounds like it.
Man.
The ATF.
Man, they love that.
On the evening of May 7th, Lawler and Prather were harassing somebody on the streets when the former spied a black Maxima with a young black male sitting in the passenger seat. Beckoning Prather to come with him, Lawler crossed the street, flashed his costume jewelry, and ordered the driver, a young man named Brandon Henry, to stop the car and keep his hands in plain sight. Prather backed Lawler's play, only to be startled a few seconds later when five shots rang out, and then Henry, in a panic, pulled away in the car. About a half a mile later, as Prather and Lawler called for backup, Henry plowed into another car before dashing out and fleeing on foot, leaving a trail of blood. According to Lawler, Henry tried to hit me and pulled a gun on me. Henry, though shot in the chest, survived. His passenger, 18-year-old Jashawn Bryant, died at a nearby hospital.
Mm.
Although a trivial quantity of cocaine was found in the car, a gun never turned up. Testifying under oath later, Prather reported that he never saw a gun. An official investigation by the State Division of Criminal Justice later verified that neither Henry nor Bryant had a gun and concluded that the use of deadly physical force was not appropriate, which is to say, this was an act of unmitigated murder. The cop shot at these two kids in the car. While in the hospital recovering from Officer Lawler's assault, Henry expressed disbelief that he could be shot and nearly killed over a small quantity of drugs. That fact may hint at a bigger story. Prior to being tapped for the VCIT task force, Officer Lawler, whose exaggerated sense of self-importance is captured in his self-assigned nickname, RoboCop, was a part of a street crime unit found to be illegally in possession of a large quantity of narcotics. The feds were willing to deputize Lawler for VCIT despite his pungent, persistent aroma of corruption. Some sense of how Officer Lawler did business as a street cop is provided by the use he found for drug dealer Jamie Diaz, one of his confidential informants, following the shooting of Henry and Bryant. About a week after the incident, Diaz called the Hartford police to report that he had the gun Lawler had allegedly seen in Henry's car. He dictated a detailed statement to police in which he described how he supposedly came into possession of the weapon. He also insisted he didn't know Lawler or Prather. 2 weeks later, Diaz contacted the police again to retract his statement, admitting that he had invented the story in order to repay Officer Lawler for refusing to arrest him 10 years earlier. Robert Lawler is still awaiting trial. Following his indictment, he received the kind of police attention few other murder suspects would expect. In July 2006, after the state's Division of Criminal Justice published its findings, Lawler was confronted outside Hartford Superior Court by Jayshon Bryant's family. That is to say, he was treated to a small dose of well-deserved heckling and verbal abuse. The following week, when Lawler returned for a second pretrial hearing, the entrance to the courthouse was lined with blue. State and police, state and local police in uniform were there to guard Officer Lawler from friends and family of the man he's accused of killing. If Connecticut were serious about disarming those who threaten the innocent, taking the guns away from the officers who were willing to stand in professional solidarity with Robert Lawler would have been a good place to start. Always closing the ranks, the thin blue line closing around its own, even when it's quite obvious this man was a killer. He shot these two young men in cold blood. There was no threat whatsoever in this particular case.
I don't want to, cold blood. I don't know what to say about that. I know that if I was a cop and, you know, these instances happened, I'd be scared.
You saw a kid sitting in the car and he ordered them to stop. There was no instance.
You never know what happened. What
he saw a black kid driving a car with a black guy in the other seat, and he ordered them to stop, hoping to probably search them or whatever was going through his head. I don't know, but it's a bunch of nonsense. So there you go.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying I'd be scared.
Pre-crime exists in America, and it's been around for a long time. It probably will expand out from here, so be wary. Let's go to Fred in Kalispell listening to KGEZ. Fred, you got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
You're almost out of time. But anyway, chemtrails. I have seen planes. I can identify any plane flying over northwest Montana. They always fly from east to west or west to east. Because we're up here on the Canadian border.
Okay.
These chemtrail planes are flying about 35,000-40,000 feet. There's no markings on the plane whatsoever on these planes. And they say there might be two of them. A beautiful, beautiful clear day.
Well, if it
and
is true,
two of them
Brad,
flying
if...
parallel.
Friend, we're out of time, my friend. Call tomorrow. We can discuss this more. But if it's true, it's just, I don't believe that it is, but if it is, it just means the government is terrible and awful. We already knew that. So what's the point? See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!